DAW 693 News.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. He's again blamed al-Qaeda for the violence which has spread across Libya and threatens his regime. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government.
The Libyan people have felt that it has been stabbed in this dignity. And a challenge has been set. If Muammar Gaddafi, who has no power, who is now president, who cannot resign, he's not the leader of a parliament, is attacked, this is not acceptable.
Meantime, a Libyan warplane has bombed an area near an ongoing clash between pro- and anti-Gaddafi rebels. No casualties have been reported from the blast in the eastern town of Breja. Four toddlers have had a miracle survival after a car crashed through a cubby house at a Maui childcare centre. The children, all aged three, were playing when a car ploughed into them shortly before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The 81-year-old driver was treated at the scene. Paramedic Paul James says the two boys and two girls had a lucky escape.
What appears to have occurred, for whatever reason, a car has travelled across from a car park adjacent, mounted the medium strip and gone through the wall of the childcare centre.
Strong winds have hampered the recovery effort in Christchurch, stirring up dust and debris, including corrugated iron. The confirmed death toll has risen to 160. Superintendent Dave Cliff says families of those still missing have been able to tour the devastated area in buses yesterday afternoon.
Around 250 foreign nationals and 150 New Zealanders were on board. It was a very emotional time for the families. It had been the first opportunity they had to see firsthand the extent of the devastation, and the mood was definitely sombre and very emotional for them, but we think it was helpful.
The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation.
I support the ombudsman totally. I actually share Simon Overland's concerns. I concur with what he is saying. You know, this is certainly, we're not secretive and we're certainly not corrupt and we have nothing to hide.
In other news, the Greens are calling for a ban on semi-automatic handguns because of fears of a political assassination over the carbon tax. And gunmen have shot the only Christian minister in Pakistan's government. The minister had been an opponent of a controversial Islamic blasphemy law. Updating sport, the Magpies are set to make a string of changes for Saturday's NAB Cup semi-final with Darren Jolly, Alan Dardak, Tyson Goldsack and Brad Dick in the mix to play against West Coast in Perth. Collingwood semi-final coach Mark Neild says Dane Swan will back up after playing his first game for the year last week.
Swanee didn't play NAB 1, he played NAB 2. He's going really well. He kicked four goals the other night, got his hand on the footy, played 80% game time, sort of standard Swanee stuff. Yeah, he'll play.
Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston says creating artificial rain during races could liven up the championship. Eccleston says the most exciting Grand Prix are in the wet. Meantime, the new CEO of the Melbourne Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott, says the city would do well to keep the race.
It's good for this state because we don't have a Barrier Reef, we don't have a Sydney Opera House. We promote Melbourne because of the image, the cosmopolitan lifestyle, and because of what we create. And we create that through major events and the awareness of Melbourne through things like the Grand Prix and the Australian Open tennis.
News time is 3:05.